Hello there. This is How to Die Alone. Hey guys, it's How to Die Alone. I'm Stephen Henry. I'm here with Matt Williams.
Matt Williams.
And David Wayne.
Hey, hey.
And we got a special guest for us. We got Jorge Gonzalez. Yes.
Jorge Gonzalez.
Hi, Jorge.
Hey, Whore.
Hey,
Whore.
Yeah,
hey,
that's my favorite when someone's like, oh, you mean Georgie? I'm like, no, not Georgie.
Georgie. Georgie's a common thing I get, but normally I only let people that have known me for like 15 years call me that.
Yeah, it's the worst. Like we were.
Or if you're a woman that's trying to, like, if we're trying to fuck cute or something, then you can call me Georgie.
Yeah.
Dude, we were at a show once, and one of his buddies was with him, and the first time I ever heard someone call him George, and I'm like, what? Freaked me out. I'm like, his name's not George. And then like, he's like, well, I've known this guy for a long time, so, and I'm like, I don't care. I'm like,
he doesn't know you, apparently.
Freaking me out.
And they've known me. They know I'm not Spanish, so that's why they call me George.
Yeah.
Because I have a Spanish name, but I'm not very Spanish at all.
More white?
Yes. Superior. That's what I like to say.
Pulling a Luis J. Gomez and just going claiming the white side.
Right. Yeah, I'll claim Cuban when I need to be. I could pull out Que Bola City. I could do that. Yeah, see that?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I could pull it out.
You're a fence hugger.
Right. Yeah, I do what I need. Get by.
Rolling R's like they're cigars.
Oh, yes. Especially when the end's in front of it, I can get away with that sometimes.
Right, yeah. I've heard you say that on stage, and I'm still kind of taken aback by it because I'm like, I've talked to this guy before, but he's not an end dropper.
No, I use it when it's needed. Right. When I make it powerful because it is decently a powerful word.
Right.
And I got advice from a comic saying, go up as Jorge Gonzalez so then you can kind of get away with murder. Certain shit. Yeah. And get away with being racist.
Right. Yeah, well, tastefully racist, though.
Yeah, because I think in the joke I make myself look gay than racist. Like, I'd rather be gay than racist. Like,
well, so yeah, obviously.
I go for that, you know. I make that. I still don't do it in black audiences, though.
Right.
You'd rather suck a dick of every color instead of, like, be opposed to them.
Yes, yeah. Yes. I think that's the way to go. The Jeff Ray take. Yes.
Equal opportunist.
That's awesome. So what's your topic today, fellas?
I believe it's going to be drugs.
Drogues,
yes.
Okay. Yeah, that was just kind of like spur of the moment. We're like, are we going to talk about drugs? Yeah, let's talk about drugs. Drugs are cool. Like,
yeah.
I guess, like, what would you guys consider a drug?
Anything. I mean, I guess that is a good question. Because, I mean, video games can be a drug if you abuse it.
Anything that's addictive. Right. That you can become addicted to.
I mean, you're not really.
Not necessarily because you could become addicted to it. You know, like, I definitely. Weed isn't really addictive, but it's forming. It's habit forming.
Right.
So you could still get addicted to it somehow.
That's what I'm saying. I think you're addicted to the high.
The difference between addiction and a drug, though. I think a drug is, like, necessarily something you put in your body. Like, I've never put Call of Duty inside of me or something.
Really?
Yeah. I guess that's what I'm saying. It's a good question because you got to draw the line somewhere between it's. You're just addicted to something, and then it's a drug. Because, yeah, like you said, I didn't put, you know, gambling in my body. You know, I didn't put those slot machine and shit like that.
But everything you put in your body is kind of a gamble, right?
So that's true.
Yeah.
Tainted something.
I'm coming out with a deep.
Especially cocaine, like, because you think you're doing cocaine, but you're doing so much other shit with it.
Matt,
like,
Matt looks at expiration dates and suggestions. That's what he's getting at right now.
Suggested use by a date.
Baby aspirin.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing with cocaine is just.
They cut it with, like, children's.
I mean, yeah, when I would do a test, you would find out sometimes your thing's like 13% pure. It's like, what else is in this? Like, this is a whole gram, and only 13% of this is what I want.
Right.
What else is in this shit? And it's just like, that's where drugs become bad, which is almost the argument for legalizing the drugs as well. So it's clean, and you can actually get what you want out of the drug.
So
instead
you're not getting people like dying on bad ecstasy.
Yeah, I mean, that's what killed Philip Seymour Hoffman. He just had a hot shot.
He also had a ton of it.
Yeah, that too, but... At the same time, it's when you get a bad batch.
It killed a lot of them. Janis Joplin,
when you hear, like, you know, detectives talk about it, it's just, it's...
So you're saying
once there's that hot shot out there, you see a pattern of just, oh, there's a lot of ODs during this time of just bad shit was going out.
So you're saying you should have done less?
No, he just got a bad batch. You know, I mean, he was doing it for a while, and you know, but yeah, I mean, sometimes you can go over too much, and then when it's cut with something that you don't know what it's cut with,
right,
that's where the bad shit happens.
You know what's funny is, like, kind of related to your background, Matt, like,
yeah,
it is next to impossible to get needle exchange programs started anywhere because people are like, yeah, you're just encouraging it. It's like, yeah, no.
It's like, no. They're going to do it anyway.
I mean, yeah, there's places that have legalized. I mean, Portugal, I believe, you know, that was a while ago. Yeah, I mean, it's nothing. There's not an apocalypse going on over there. It's not fucking zombies running up a fucking hill right now looking for this. It's same.
Could you just imagine, like, some soccer mom was just like, she's just waiting to do H until, like, there's some clean needles about?
Yeah.
I was just planning to throw it all away and just, like, lean over in the park for 8 hours.
Yeah, but, well, my son's soccer practice. Just chase a dragon for a couple hours instead of watching this fucking soccer match.
Instead of watching kids chase a ball.
Yeah. I used to love what I coached.
There was a needle exchange program. I just throw it all away.
Right.
What do you mean needle exchange program?
Like, they give you clean needles at the hospital, basically.
Like condoms. Like, you can go to get, like,
oh, okay,
kind of like condoms. So you can go get free condoms and stop that, but they won't stop from getting needles.
Yeah.
You know, so people are still going to have sex, right? But they don't put that with, oh, people are still going to do heroin.
So what do? They just share the needles?
They share the needles.
Yeah, that's where a lot of shit happens. That's where, like, most, like,
or they'll use it over again.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's one of the bad things that you do. Because, okay, so
it's so hard to get a new one.
Right. Because, like, here's what they'll do. Yeah. They'll use the needle. And what you don't know is, like, microscopically, if you put it under a microscope after you use it once, like, that thing is torn to shit.
Yeah.
And then they'll use it, like, another, let's say, 20, 30 times.
But if you
like
run
that,
a lighter over for a good 3-5 seconds, that just kills it all.
just give it a lick, you know? There's a lot of enzymes in your mouth, right?
Yeah. It basically works like a battery.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta get mom's spit. If we're going to use spit, it's got to be mom's spit, because that cures everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, dude, wait, so where do they get needles from in the first place? Like, just go to Rite Aid and shit and CVS? No, do they sell needles?
They'll sell needles.
Okay, so here's what happens with
that's
me.
What I would, like, think. You just go there.
My dog has
tell us about your needle needs.
I have to get her insulin needles like every 3 months.
Yeah.
And luckily I can get the box here, but, like, see, like, back home, it was fine. They wouldn't ask me any questions, but because of the area that I'm around now, they're like, oh, who are these for? How much? And they just ask you all these leading questions that, like, people that use them for, like, heroin and stuff wouldn't know. And I'm like, look at me, look how fat I am, like, there's no way.
That's a myth, buddy. It's a myth. I used to do crack and meth and all that shit, and I was one of the fattest I've ever been. Yeah. So I used to be able to hide it pretty well. yeah that's a myth.
Okay,
well, but I think Philip Seymour Hoffman just needed the extra space to hide balloons.
Right.
That is true.
He was actually ripped as hell. It was just a whole bodysuit just transferring. You know, he was a mule, you know, between his, you know.
Yeah. So, okay.
Drug
I guess
needles.
Like, oh, good. I wasn't going to do heroin, but now I am. So,
but you see, now, but one thing, too, is, like, because I got diagnosed pre-diabetic a few months ago, right? So yeah. I'm already planning to be diabetic because I haven't changed my diet anyway. But so I'm already like, well, that's a market I can make extra money, is selling the needles
to
heroin
addicts. Lost some weight, though, too.
I did, but it's...
You quit drinking?
Yeah, that's where most of it came from, but I still eat like shit, so...
Right.
It's hard. I still, because I quit weed for 9 days.
No reset.
I was supposed to start and smoke on my birthday, which is next week.
Right.
But I lasted 9 days without weed.
That's
which
pretty good.
It's not bad, but I went 6 months before, but I was back when I was boozing.
Right.
And I haven't drank in almost 6 months, and I'll try to go completely sober, and that shit was failed miserably.
Like, I try to be supportive. I'm like, all right, 9 days, that's pretty good.
No, that's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
How long were you trying to go for?
A month.
Oh, my gosh. Couldn't do a month, huh?
Nah.
You're putting the Tommy Gill numbers.
You just got to find another
stimulant. Yeah, I'm pretty much Tommy Gill, but with weed. Yeah. Like, I got to...
Talk about Tommy. No, you got to do what I do. It's like, I don't do drugs, so, like, I just eat a shit ton of fast food.
But that's what I do when I
eat. And that increases my dopamine. It is. Like, I'm really addicted to fast food.
I'm addicted to fast food, and it's on top of that, I'm high as shit, too.
Yeah, what's your favorite?
So you're always hungry.
Like, high food? Or does it matter?
My shit, man, I go through phases. Like, it'll be, you know, sometimes Mexican, but lately it's been, like, some Colombian, like, food truck shit. Like, yeah, it's but Uber Eats,
like,
man.
Arepas?
So you're just like drunk.
What is that?
Some arepas.
arepas, all that shit. Dude, oh man, like
I fucking love arepas.
Sancia arepa. I'm saying it wrong, but like it's the arepa that's like a fried cornbread, some shit
what
or
are you
something.
Laughing at, David?
I could just picture Jorge high as fuck driving down like Del Mabry chasing a food truck. Like, guys, I need you.
Pull
like,
over.
They're calling the cops. Like, that crazy guy's behind us again.
I'm not
like Spanish gibberish again.
yeah. If I try to go Cuban, it'll be they won't understand. Yeah. Colombians won't understand what I'm saying.
Guys, he shot out our tires this week.
it's two white chicks in a food truck.
Yeah.
Like two white hipster chicks.
Yeah.
Oh, we should have never opened a Colombian food truck. What were we? That's right. No, that's a front
Spicks.
For sure.
Yeah.
If it's two white girls slinging that, and they're real pretty, that's a front, dude. They're selling.
Or just a too. Great business plan, because I'm going there. Like,
I guess that's
fuck
true.
The authentic of food or whatever.
That's what they do. They get you high, and then you develop a taste for that food.
Have you guys ever done a road trip for food?
Last week,
oh, for sure.
Like, when I found out that there was a restaurant in Sarasota, like they had it on Man vs. Food. It's Munchies 420.
I had to go down okay.
there. That place is so good.
I just seen one of our friends, Rivera, Jay Rivera, just talk. He was just,
yeah, Jay was
he
there.
Was just there, some
photos,
shit like that.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jay. Well, like, what did they have there?
Just the most ridiculous sandwiches you've ever seen. Like the one I got. Okay, it's like a foot long hoagie.
Uh-huh.
And in the hoagie, it's got two cheeseburgers. It's got chicken tenders. It's got mac and cheese. It's got French fries. And
yeah,
it's all
stoner
folded
shit,
oh
man.
My God, yeah.
Into
that's
a sandwich.
Super stoner
that's,
shit.
Yeah, that's like if a stoner had like there's like
just run of a
like,
kitchen.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like the Matrix one. Where he's like, give me ham, and it just comes.
It's like Snoop Dogg's Richie Rich McDonald's in his house.
Yeah. See, I kind of did that when I worked at Taco Bell when I was 16. Obviously, I showed up to work high, and when I used to open. They used to let you make a burrito.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I fucked that up for everybody because I made like a 2.5 pound burrito. I just every meat we had, everything I put
like,
in that damn.
Think I've
it
ever
was
seen
just
a ripped tortilla from Taco Bell.
No, they don't put enough in there to do that.
Yeah,
so
no,
I thought,
but
so
I
just I'm like that's
I
perfect.
Used,
or I shredded was, that fucking
it
burrito.
Was two, I'll probably use two tortillas, dude. But it's,
tortillas?
I know I put. They're like, yeah, no more of this shit. Like I kind of
like,
ruined it.
You got to get out of here with this Chipotle shit.
Yeah, right.
I worked at a tropical smoothie.
Loaded ass
did you have to like reload all the caulking guns? But like when you're done with that,
yeah,
all the
so
bean
bad,
gun.
Man, that was so bad. That's the shitty thing too. Is like I worked there, but yeah, I still ate there after, long after.
Right.
Still do. I haven't talked about it in a while though. Yeah. Kind of miss.
I worked at when I worked at tropical smoothie, we would do that. We had wraps, so like my buddy would make the wood. It was called. His name was Alan Wood, so
he
called
made
it the
wood.
He called it
the
wood.
He made the wood for you, dude.
It was like a special. Oh, yeah, dude. Oh. It was
then
special.
Then
it was chicken. It was. I remember it was like chicken, barbecue sauce.
Wood.
Like these crunchies. Forget the
hold
cheese.
On. What is
rubbish.
Wood?
His name was Alan Wood.
Was wood.
His last name was Wood. So he would make the wood, which was like a burrito or a wrap that we didn't have on the menu.
And what's the meat in it?
It was chicken and it was something else. I think it was like chicken
he
ham
put a little
and
meat
roast
in it.
Beef. So good, dude. Oh.
He's like, David, you're going to have to eat this, but you got to kneel down to get it.
Oh, yeah. I would have, too. Is that good?
Yeah. Just one knee, not two. Just go down on one knee.
Okay, then you're going to have to
like
me,
you're proposing
give me
to
wood.
It.
Yeah.
I would
me,
eat that.
Wood, David.
I would. I'd eat that, and then I get a sunrise
I wonder, that's had to be a gay thing, right? Like, okay, I had to, like, I'm going to propose to you, but just suck your dick after.
You're already down there, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's got to be, like, I mean, we're guys. We thought of it, so a gay guy definitely thought of it.
So, ladies, if you're out there, you can propose to your man, just follow it up with,
yeah, that would,
just take one on the chin.
No, I don't know why it hit me. The only person I've seen that happen was, damn, Boy Meets World, bro. Topanga proposed to Corey. Bro.
Yeah, because you know Corey never would have. Corey was like the ultimate bitch.
Forced his hand, and that's why that show ended.
That's why this generation is the way
it is. Yes.
Yeah, blame
fucking
Topanga. Corey.
Fucked everything up.
It's like cuck marriage.
Pretty much.
It's like from the moment it started, he was already a cuck.
Yeah, because you know she's just going to be hooking up with Sean all the time.
Because Mr. Feeny was like King Cuck next door.
Have you seen that cartoon where they're like, dude, Mr. Feeny, that's insane. That like that dude followed him his entire educational career.
Yeah.
Where he's like elementary school, middle school, high school, college. And then like go to his apartment. It's just like a bunch of pictures of Corey everywhere.
Creepy.
Yeah. And that ruined that show for me. I was like, oh my God, you're right. This is so weird.
I didn't watch much of it.
Because it was such a good show otherwise.
Yeah,
actually. I had me, man. That show had me.
I do. Well, just because Topanga, I think she was like a
lot. Yeah. I wasn't into it like back then. I was Eric, a little bit older. The brothers what got why. Me. Like,
oh, okay.
I don't know.
Mine was like, Clarissa Explains It All. Clarissa Explains It All was like my shit. Yeah, she was one guy. Melissa Joan Hart.
Yeah, he comes through the window every.
Oh, like, yeah.
The dude. Ladder, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And then she has the younger brother, right?
Ferguson.
This is the ultimate turd name right there. It's like.
To bring it back to drugs, since we're talking about Disney, you hear about the dude from the brother in That's So Raven show? Not the brother, but the guy, whatever. He's some rapper, but now he went crazy.
Weren't all the guys in That's So Raven brothers?
There you go.
Yeah, that was the Simone show, wasn't it? I forget her name.
He went all crazy and shit on drugs.
She went fucking crazy.
Talking, making rap videos, talking about, like, putting diamonds in the crevice of your pussy and shit.
What?
Yeah, it's a real thing. It's a real, supposedly he talks about he ate out Raven Simone and all that shit. Like, it was.
No wonder
with diamonds hilarious. In there. She
had something like yeah, because he like had diamonds in his teeth.
So that seems like a choking hazard.
Isn't that
Wait a minute, guys, hold on. Is that where diamonds come from?
Yeah.
He was clams. Mining for diamonds?
Virgins.
They come from clams.
A high-pressure area, yeah.
Virgin vaginas.
Oh, really tight. It starts out as coal. I knew that.
Yeah.
Right.
They get coal for Christmas. Pressure. They turn it into diamonds.
I'm learning so much.
That's why women lose their value as soon as they lose their virginity.
Instantly drops. Yeah. That makes so much sense. I get it now, because the diamond's not there anymore.
Right.
If I was, you hear about the girls that sell their virginities for like millions of dollars and shit. Really, some rich Asian guy is going to fucking pay for it.
They really are the Bitcoin of genders.
It's like a guy in Dubai. Bitcoin of genders. It's usually like some guy in Dubai that always.
That's
buys
what I'm saying.
That,
I would so throw down on that, dude. Like, oh my
God. If I had money, why not?
Drop $500,000 on a virginity.
It's tax write off.
Tax write off on that shit. Like,
business expense somehow.
Mitch, or if Mitch, I could sell my virginity.
Money. You're making me money while I fuck you.
Yeah. He's like, why do you think I signed the lease? That guy would worry a little bit. If I get a little.
I just think it's crazy that someone would want blood that much.
Gross.
to be the first dude.
See, I don't know. I just
want some messy sheets.
My dick hasn't caused that. So I'm the perfect guy to be rich and take virginities because I'm not. You could probably sell it again because there's still going to be no proof that you lost it.
Like,
the
you're
going
to have to throw down tarps like it's American Psycho.
Yeah,
I don't have to. Like, my dick's not big enough to do any of that.
No,
so that's what I'm saying. I'm a good investment. You get $500,000 and you can almost resell your virginity as in, like, it's not that. I'm still kind of a virgin.
I feel like you should be able to pay by the pump. Right? Like, if you get it done in three, you should get a discount.
Yeah.
What, to get to the dam?
What?
To break that dam?
No, I'm saying if you not like three pumps, like you should get a discount on the virginity.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Then guys are just going to like jerk off or whatever. Like, before. Like, I used to do authentic. Before hookers. Like, yeah, before I get that, I used to do that before.
Right. Thanks. Okay, thank you. Cool.
All righty.
Cool. So, unnecessary.
Information.
So, yeah, so we're doing this in our in the clubhouse of my apartment. Apparently we quote unquote kicked out but didn't kick out a resident, but I'm a resident and we got yelled at already.
What'd she just say?
She finished her work out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw her on the computer there, so I knew we were good.
Thank God.
But
so, you know, there's it was
real touch and go for a minute there.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I thought I was about to.
Yeah, first of all, hold on. I want to get into this because it's another resident that lives here using the computers in the clubhouse to do a PowerPoint presentation for college, I believe.
That's due tomorrow.
What
irresponsible.
What fucking college student does have a goddamn laptop?
She's out on the weekends rubbing her clam on everything, not worrying about her college career.
That's what it is, right. Dude.
I was like, let's give this like 2 minutes and then move on. So then just in case they're like, listen to her. What are they talking?
It's just crazy.
Let them hear.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Nah.
So I found it odd though that someone would, you know what I mean. No, you have to be high on drugs to know.
Yeah, what,
so maybe that's where all our money went. It has to be drugs.
Here's
I don't know
what I think is what happens. Like, I think she took an Adderall, She was doing her PowerPoint. Mm-hmm. We interrupted that, and so now she feels like that we're taking away from her Adderall high.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well, see, then Adderall's obviously not doing his job. Because Adderall should be able to block you out of all the bullshit and just focus.
I could drive a Mack truck through here. She shouldn't be able to hear it.
Right.
So it's... She's probably an addict to Adderall, so she's built up a tolerance.
Yeah.
And she ran out, so she only had one, and it wasn't doing a trick.
Right, exactly. She probably doesn't have a prescription, so she's like, I gotta use this one.
So that's like Olapasco.
Going 9 days without, like, the time you went back, you must have been, like...
It's a very nice high.
Yeah.
It was what I was looking for. The whole reason why I took a break was, like, I felt like it was... I was never really high. I was just normal type of shit. I was obviously high, but it didn't feel like how I felt after 9 days taking a dab. It was like, holy shit. Like, oh, yeah, that's what it's supposed to feel like.
Right.
So I definitely want to adopt a little bit less habits of literally just smoking from wake up to go to sleep. Like, it's three dabs in the morning, smoke my pen all day, then three or four dabs when I get home, and I just eventually pass out. So it's like when you're that's your routine. It's gonna go up pretty high.
How do you, like, I don't know how you do that, man. Like,
just build up a top. And me, I never take, like, in the dab where, like, there's like little boogers, big boogers, you know, like, because it literally looks like boogers.
That's what they call them?
So yeah.
Okay.
I've always, same thing when I used to do cocaine. I always stuck to little things. Like, I always did bumps when I did cocaine. I never moved up to lines.
You put it on the fingers and.
It's shit. No, I was a professional. Snuff I had a bugs. Veil, everything. You just
and a pen cap,
the bullets, and shit like that. But I never went to that.
You never did the rub it in the gums thing.
Oh yeah, I did that. Yeah, when there's I used to eat the bag. You know, I just rubbed the bag in my mouth. There was nothing left. There's nothing that you can make even something with by just shaking the bag. I'll just put the bag in my mouth and
chew it,
numb up everything.
It's
kind
of like the end of a. Bag of potato chips. You're just like,
yeah, pretty much. Turn it inside out. You turn it inside out and lick
rub
it.
Rub the grease.
It's essentially the same thing. Yeah.
That's crazy, dude.
No, it's just because you get the numb feeling. You get something out of it. Like, you try to get every little dollar out of it because it's an expensive habit. So,
man, you gotta make. I guess that's the same because when I eat fast food,
weed is not like weed. Like, if I roll a joint, all the little leftovers from that, I just pull that shit off.
If there's like cheese on the wrapper, I'll eat that shit.
Oh, yeah. Lick the wrapper.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Have you ever wiped the wrapper like on your face?
No.
As a napkin.
Huh? I don't.
The outside.
I like my face.
Yeah, not the inside. Not just putting grease all over your mouth. No, just like the outside of the wrapper. You're just like,
I
don't feel like using this napkin.
You don't feel like reaching for a napkin. Right. Who wants that extra step?
Like, I've ate something that like a new had like still wrapping in it, but I was just like, "Fuck it, it's too hard to get out."
Right.
I'm hungry, so I just ate the wrapper with it. But
I've done that too.
Like caramel, like my favorite little caramel little candies. If they like get hot, you leave them in a car or something. The wrapper will get stuck to it. I'm like, "Fuck it, I'm still eating it."
Have you ever had like a bag of gummy bears like melt in your car? Mm.
Nah, I'm not a big fan of gummy bears, so...
I like the sour ones.
About the time I became of age to drive a car, I wasn't consuming gummy bears.
I still eat gummy bears.
Unless they got weed in them, I'll eat them, but yeah.
Wait, but how else do you get the kids to get in the car?
Even the kids don't eat gummy bears anymore.
Gummy bears.
Really? What if the kids move Haribo. On to
them? I don't want kids anywhere near
Don't let Marcus Crespo hear you say that.
You know what have bears. The gummy bears? What kind of candy? There's no new candy out.
No.
Like, that has came out that's...
Tide Pods, and that's the
thing. Yeah, right. Tide Pods.
Jump across this table.
But isn't that the challenge? Yeah, I was like, how about
a... Yeah, they're doing dabs of that. You seen that?
Didn't this start fake? It started as a fake thing.
Probably.
And then somebody...
4chan shit or something.
Yeah, and then people just started taking... Yeah, I seen the guy that was doing dabs.
You done dabs
fucking Tide. No, what the fuck? Hell, I'm already worried about all the shit I've already done to my brain.
Right.
And shit with other drugs. I'm like, I'm not trying to fuck up it anymore.
It's just
like,
going to clean it out with laundry detergent.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Fresh linen smell.
Well, that's what we did at the end of the... Actually, we hung out with Jacobs and Santos at the end of the last episode, and we came up with the Brita filter challenge.
Yeah, Josh came up with the Brita filter challenge.
Where you pee in a Brita filter, and then like, you try to convince kids on the internet to drink their own pee.
You pee in a Brita filter and then drink it. Because, it's a filter.
That's Santos' idea.
Yeah, it's going to filter everything out.
Something Santos has done, probably.
It hasn't yet, as far as we know.
No.
Right.
He talked about it Wednesday, though.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I think he just wrote a bit instead. So I was like, that's probably more.
Yeah, well, because he was all on board with it. Granted, he was like 2 liters of beer in.
Right.
But he was like big liters. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to do it. I want to get one. I'm going to actually drink it. And Jacobs is like, you're going to do it. You're going to drink it. And he's like, yeah, yeah. And then like 20 minutes later, he's like, well, we're going to have to find a way to switch it out so it looks like I'm still drinking the original one. And Jacob's like, no, don't you backtrack. You guys said you were going to drink real piss.
No smoking mirrors, buddy. You're doing the damn thing.
And now it's just a bit on stage. So I guess that's where it ended, right? Yeah. It just started out as I'm going to do this challenge.
Well, Matt, you were trying to tell him like the logistics of it. Like, don't get drunk. Alcohol. Drink water.
No,
you
told him to drink alcohol.
Like, yeah, I was like, drink alcohol first because what it's going to do is just, like, it's going to push out all the water that you have. First, so you're not getting like a full load of pee.
Yeah, if you're drunk, you push out the water first, right? Or to make room for the alcohol, is that how it works?
I think I may have had it backwards.
I'm pretty sure you did.
Yeah, because I think it was like...
Like he's going to have the most toxic water.
I think I was just... I think in the back of my mind, I just want him to drink like the nastiest pee ever. So I said drink alcohol first. Yeah, but actually, no, it's more like...
If you're going to drink the alcohol first, you're going to have some blood in that piss.
Yeah.
The whole break the seal thing. Holy shit. Yeah.
Because I think after that, that's what I messed up was that after your first or second pee, your liver and what, like, all the everything that you set off, you're just going to start pushing out pee because your liver wants to filter clean out the alcohol. Yeah. So it's going to just start pushing through water so it can.
He's going to have the pregnant experience, just like gushing urine.
So that's, I had it backwards.
So essentially, the break the seal thing is a real.
No. It's going to happen anyway.
Things most people who are drunk as shit at bars say aren't real.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But I mean, obviously it's something like once you get to a certain amount of drink, it's just after every drink you have to pee.
Yeah. Because there's you have a thing.
Well, you have less alcohol in you.
So I guess it's just, obviously it's just like a thing of say, oh, I broke the seal. Now it's just, I guess it's still kind of right.
So what happens is there's a hormone or there's an enzyme or whatever that, gets shut down, so you're just gonna have to start peeing.
Yeah, okay.
And so no matter what you do, you're gonna have to pee.
That's one thing I miss about drinking is
break the seal, because when you go to pee, then the alcohol gets out of you, so there's less alcohol in you for you to feel buzzed. Isn't that
no?
If you're not a pussy, you keep drinking.
Well, obviously, but if you only drink like 4 beers and then you pee, you're peeing out like half of one, right? That doesn't work like that?
No.
No, okay. I don't think that.
Sounded good in my head, so. Yeah.
Just keep it in your head.
Okay. Yeah, so.
In my driver's improvement course, I read that men metabolize alcohol better than women.
Yeah. You know, so. Another thing that we're good at.
Killing it.
I bet you that's something new, too, with everything that's going on and shit with
I know. I just came up with that idea.
Now we just got to make women less.
I would love to see that poster at a march. Well,
yeah, right. Yeah.
Like, why can't we metabolize alcohol?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Take it up with God. That,
yeah, y'all can give birth, but y'all can't handle y'all liquor. Sorry.
No. But that's why only women. But that's what it is. That's why only women give birth, because if guys did it, we'd do it better than them.
Boom. Oh,
we can't have that, right?
We'd be in labor 3 hours out drinking.
No. Like, I'm kidding, because I'm sick. And like when I get sick, I turn into a baby. I'm like, can't do anything.
Yeah.
I'm like that. Imagine if dudes could be sick, like Kobe would still be driving hard in the paint and just like squat a baby out as he's dunking. He's just hanging.
He's gonna hang on the rim. Umbilical cord hanging.
He's playing for two.
Ain't nothing in the rule book says you can't play pregnant.
That's right.
Hand sticks out of his ass, so he's dribbling a ball and shit.
He's got three arms. There's like one coming out.
Riff, are you seeing this?
That's not legal. There's nothing in the rule book. Sorry, bro.
In the rule book about playing pregnant.
Loophole. Like, hey. Next year, then, there's a rule book. If you're pregnant, keep the baby's hands inside you.
It's called the Kobe rule.
Yeah.
It's not the Tom Brady tuck rule. It's the Kobe rule. There we go. Now we got to something. That's what I was waiting for.
Yeah, would they get the same number as the player?
It's got like he's got like 24 up here, and then like 24.5. There's like a half down here. Yeah.
Even the stats would be, there'll be a separate stats for the hand. Like the hand, you know, the hand got 3 steals, 4 assists, and shit. Like
it's like he got like a triple double twice.
The dunk contest would be a lot more interesting. Added extra hands.
Blake Griffin jumping over a car, and like the baby like pushes off the car as he's like flying over.
He gets disqualified.
Yeah. Legal assist.
It'll be a separate league for them people, though.
Yeah.
The maternity NBA league. Just be with your parents.
Triple
since
dribbling.
You know, since basketball players, they fuck all the time. They just fuck each other and they have kids.
Yeah.
You know, just babies everywhere. They grow up with no fathers.
Yeah. They come out born at like 5'8".
Yeah.
He's gonna grow up to be at least 6'9".
Holy shit, like two basketball players, like fuck, oh man. Like,
a baby's born at like 5'8".
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a Joe Rogan shit. Coming out.
It's like combining Juwanna Man and Junior.
Yeah. They're like, hey man, there was a dog playing basketball. Why not fetuses?
That's right.
Juwanna Man was such a great movie.
That is a good movie.
I was just thinking about, like, you know, the guy that runs out and like sweeps off all the sweat?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just water's breaking everywhere.
Just like placenta stuff.
There's placenta everywhere. Why do you think the floor is always squeaky?
Coach, you better squeegee that up. You know, I need that in my placenta shake.
They're like putting it back up in.
Jordan's will come slip proof now and shit.
It's just golf cleats.
Yeah.
Just golf cleats. Tearing up the wood floors.
Ankle high, fucking boots and shit. I mean, knee high, not ankle high. What the fuck?
That'd be great, dude. The maternity NBA. I like it.
Yeah, I think we got something going. Like, dude,
boom.
Then it's,
all right, scientists. Now it's on you.
Yeah,
make
there you go.
Men be able to get pregnant so we can start this league.
It's like MNBA 2K10 or whatever.
You have to create a character.
Make it 8 years ago, 2K10.
Yeah, I don't know why
2K10
came out.
Yeah,
because that's ridiculous. Much less than
that's
ridiculous. In the future, it'll be the past.
Yeah, there's a line, bro.
You're being silly now. You know,
yeah.
Your creative character is like, make it pregnant, yes or no.
Just comes out already 8 months.
Yeah.
Just,
and they show the process.
Right. Oh, just yeah, because like, as you do the months, like the belly gets bigger or smaller.
They have a gauge. You can ask.
You want to be showing? Is it a boy? Is it a girl? You know, boys hang lower,
yeah,
girls
exactly.
Are high.
Then, like, after one of the games, you can have a gender reveal party.
Mm-hmm.
It's with the ball, like, when you shoot it, the net turns blue or pink and shit.
It lights up.
Yeah, exactly.
I hate those things so
he's got,
bad.
Yeah,
you know, he's got some extra moves with the other, like, hands and shit, but, like, ultimately, carrying a lot of water weight in those feet.
Oh, yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
It's really hard to bank.
They're like swollen ankles.
No, it's definitely more of a three-point league. Not that many people are going to be dunking.
You get three more timeouts for, like, morning sickness.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a morning sickness timeout. You're, like, going to puke. On
all games are at night. No games in the morning.
Just people sitting on the benches, like, eating pickles and cottage cheese.
Yeah. Just dipping it in there.
Ice cream everywhere and shit.
This is so great.
You gotta get back in there, Dwayne Wade. Not now.
I have a contraction. Leave me alone.
He's like, this game's just so beautiful.
It's the game of life, bro. It's the game of life.
All you guys on the back line are glowing.
God, team names like, would be team names would be interesting.
Oh, yeah. Just, like the Cincinnati C-sections.
Cincinnati
part of the Fargo folates.
The Tennessee breach.
Tennessee breach.
I just figured down in the South they all come out backwards. Yeah,
the New Orleans, whose baby is this? Mine. Whose baby is this? Or whose daddy is this? Who's the dad?
The Philadelphia paternity test.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go.
They have like Mari Povich sponsored
teams.
Yeah, I was
going to say like the Memphis Maris.
Yeah.
That's the halftime show every time.
It's right. Stadium.
Somebody finding out whose baby this is.
Yeah, the Maris.
A retired player.
They always leave during halftime.
This game brought to you by Redbook.
The right. Staple Center's like the Huggy Center now. It's all Gerber and shit like that.
And they got to have like 20 players because just in case someone's water breaks, they got to fucking...
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously go into labor.
Well, there's 20 players on the court because five of them have mental breakdowns in the corner. And the other three...
Nobody's passing me the
other
ball.
Other three are talking about, well, what are you going to name yours? They're arguing over names. And
I
then
don't
there's
even
like
need,
two over here.
I don't even need to be here. I could be home painting the nursery
exactly.
Right now.
Right.
Did you read
won't
the
be
baby
fouls.
It'll
just be feelings being thrown around.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit.
I felt like you hit me there emotionally. Referees just like a bunch of mother-in-laws
just going like just like you'll never be the same after you give that baby.
Yeah, just tell it like it is.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Gotta lose that baby fat.
That'd probably be the coaches. Coaches would be like the mother-in-laws.
That's the only thing I think for women, they should get pregnant early, is because it's easier to lose that baby fat.
That and the kids like come out autistic, typically.
Yeah, if you have babies later on.
I thought he said young. I'm like, damn, that explains a lot about my son.
No.
He came out of a 17-year-old vagina, so that's like older than autism central.
Boom. Right.
No. Well, see, that's crazy to me
after, I guess, later.
Well, man, you're a designated doctor.
Right.
What a
Dr. Williams.
Not saying much, but no, I'm just kidding. Well, like, how long do women, like, I know guys that potentially still go through puberty until you're, like, 22, 23?
Yeah.
What about women?
Women are done by, like, 18.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But no, still, though, so, if she has a kid at 17, her body is still developing while she's growing another body. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It's fucking hot.
It is. My mom had me since 15.
Oh, yeah,
so.
that's what we were talking about.
Explains a lot there.
We were talking about the other day.
I'm so smart.
The barely legal MILFs.
Oh yeah, I like that.
Yeah, like that's the best thing 16 and pregnant gave us. We're like, statistically, there's underage MILFs.
Well, yeah. Holy shit, that's so crazy.
Yeah, and they put it on TV of all things.
Yeah.
Well, like, that's so crazy because like my son's 10, so like I lost my virginity at 14. So like realistically, my son can make me a grandfather before I'm 35.
Right. For sure.
Yeah. But then you get that shit knocked out early.
Fuck. Like, it'll be all. Like, I feel like I already got the kid thing knocked out early. Like,
boom, yeah.
You know, by the time my friends start having kids, I'm going to be like, yo, my kid's 20. Like,
now you just keep up your game up.
Yeah, he can babysit y'all's baby. Come out with me. I'm not the guy alone at the bar.
She's like, hey, man, your granddad's going. Cool.
Yeah, he's just turned 37, bro. Yeah, he's fucking awesome.
No, he's my grandpa's still finding himself.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we ever. That whole thing, like, I'm about to be 30, and it's like, you don't know shit. Like, I think I'm the youngest one here, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, guys.
Are you?
Saying that.
How old
I'm about 29.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It was.
Baby Jorge.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's how I got into stand-up. I was like, yeah, fuck it. I always wanted to do it. And then I was like, why was I making 30 a landmark anyway? Who gives a shit?
Because it's some like, I was always told, like, well, once you're 30, that's like when you got to get shit. Your shit together. There's no more doing this, no more doing that. I'm like, I don't know who the fuck I am. Like, it's
dude. I still don't know.
I'm still 16-year-old me, but I can't be.
I can't wait for Matt to start stand up.
Yeah, I know.
Aww. Still waiting.
Been practicing for 2.5 years. It's finally to step my game up.
I feel like I feel like I had to relearn because now that I can't drink no more and shit like that. Like it's almost I had to restart.
It's a different. Yeah. It's a different game going up sober.
I started fucking up and started smoking before as well, which I said I would never do.
You used to never do
which
that.
Which said I would say I'd never do, and then I started having trouble.
You can't drink, though, but you can't drink, so.
A lot of it is that when I'm just sitting around fucking an hour and a half waiting to go up, like, that's when I fucking would smoke. But if I know, like, if there's a show, if I know I'm going up, then I don't need to. Yeah.
The waiting is the worst part of
the
waiting
is, and that's why I go out and, like, smoke, and then. Coming up next,
it gives you something to do while you're waiting, which is what drinking did, hanging out, bullshitting, drinking.
Which I was able to handle my liquor a lot better.
You mean you don't want to hear people do the same 5 minutes over and over?
No, I'm usually outside. But like this past Monday at Dunedin, like outside was way better than going on stage.
Outside is always better.
The hang is so much fun.
Yeah.
It got so much better, man. There was a while there that the hang was garbage.
Yeah.
Like. Right. I mean, it was a transition between like the older guy and the new guys just coming in, and
knew each other.
Nobody knew it, but now it's like, all right, everybody, like, we see the guys that like we like and shit like that. Like I know like with Steven and John and shit, like when y'all first started coming around, like but now we're like, oh yeah, no, they're fucking legit. Because that's one thing
I learned. Hear that, John?
You hear that? Someone,
someone recognizes you.
That's it's definitely. That's one thing I learned is that, the other. Everybody talks in this shit. We're all fucking gossip whores and shit. So we all talk about other comics and shit like that. And yeah, there's certain people that we come around. I was like, oh yeah, this guy's legit. Or, oh yeah, we'll stop seeing him in a couple months.
Yeah.
You know, so that's where.
Yeah,
you think it's 6 months. One of the indicators is like, I think. You're usually done.
They usually say a year.
If you suck.
It's usually a year.
You think?
I don't know, man. There's some delusional.
There'll be people that go a year and they'll quit. Like, usually,
Jorge's throwing around the legit word at 6 months for Steven and John. So I mean, that's high praise right there. If you're talking about,
I meant for me.
Just saying like, that you can tell they're going after. They're trying to do it. Is all. It's just like that's the difference, is that you can see somebody why they're doing it and if they're trying to be good at it instead of like they're just. You see some people just coming like, oh, let me be a part of this crowd, like. They all hang out together. They all do this. Like, you see that shit. People just want friends.
Yeah.
Compared to they actually want to be stand-ups and shit.
But the thing is, what I'm saying is with the years, like, you can go hard for 6 months. It's 6 months. But by the time you do that for a year and you're like, fuck, do I really want to still do this?
Yeah.
So when you hit that year mark, so that's when you see a lot of guys like,
but at the same time, you see a lot of people that, oh, fuck, I've been doing it 3 years. I got to keep doing it. Even though their heart's not in it no more.
Yeah.
Like, they lost it. The open mics have done what it's supposed to do, weed out the people that are just in it for different reasons and shit.
Right.
And I think there's some people I see that do that today that I talk to and I was like, yeah, your heart's not in it no more. You just don't want to feel like you wasted your time and go into something else. Yeah. Like, that's what I see with a lot of people. Like, fuck, I hit this 3-4 year mark. I'm not where I feel like I should be, all this shit, like whatever bullshit you can think of. But yet,
I will tell you, like, the hackiest people I've met in the scene, they never ever say like, I want to quit. Like, they think they're doing great.
Exactly.
Which is the craziest thing to me.
That's like, why delusion is a real thing. They get on see stage that shit
to no laughs and they're like, I killed it up there. And it's like,
whew. Yeah.
The energy, you killed the shit out of it.
Yeah, sometimes I want that delusional confidence. You know what I mean? That undeserved confidence that I like some people have. I'm like, oh my God, I wish I had that. Because anytime, like, I'm really quick to go like, that sucked.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have someone.
No, you'll hear people. Like, yeah. You ask them, they're like, oh, they're like, yeah, they're like, I had a good set or I killed or something. I'm like, no, you didn't. Like, what?
Yeah, it's like, what is your definition?
Or like, the worst is like, people come up to me, like, usually it's like younger people, and they'll be like, oh, you had a good set. I'm like, did you watch it? That was horrible.
Yeah.
And it's like, are you just being nice because I've been doing this longer and you're trying to create conversation or
you're trying
what?
To butter David up because he likes butter.
I like, do, yeah. But not comedy.
You trying to baste them, David? Yeah.
See, that's why this is kind of an asshole approach, maybe. But like, I don't give compliments just so this could be in my own head. I know nobody looks at it like this, but when I give it, it's gonna like if I tell you good set, it's like, oh yeah, he never fucking says good set. So maybe it really was
it's genuine.
Like, finally, yeah, like it's something like, it, and I normally say. Right. Unless it was really like, damn, it was new to me and it fucking went well and everything. Like, it was like, oh yeah, that was fucking good. So I don't. Nobody looks at like, oh, fucking Jorge finally gave me a compliment. Like, it's right. Like, but I at least my own way is like, I'm not fucking just filling his head with bullshit. Like, right. I know when I say it, it's a fucking. It means me something. Me
running home to their parents. Like, hey,
yeah,
you'll never believe a compliment.
It's like running home with a picture of a cat. You're like, oh my God.
No, running home with a golden ticket.
Right, yeah. That was, well, maybe, I think I'm kind of the opposite from you than Jorge, because I'm very easy to be like, yeah, nice. Or
yeah, so
was,
I don't listen to
like,
shit
I'll
you say.
Good, but I guess I have Matt? A bare minimum. It's like, well, you went up.
The first
thing. Yeah.
Yeah, just the fact that you went up, I'm like, good, like. I'm happy you did.
See, yeah,
you got to admit, like, when
the first time I went up,
you'll never get better
but yeah,
if you don't
then
do
I'll
that.
Be like, hey, you could have, I was like, you said too many times.
That's the shit non-comics
I know what you're saying. Like, you
went up there, though, man.
Yeah, you're trying to do a positive spin on something.
Right.
You're trying to put a positive spin on the shit nugget that
I guess
came out.
Well, I always came with a lot of insecurity, and like the last thing I want to do is just, like, trash somebody when you probably could. But I'd feel really bad, be like, no, that was dog shit. But then I at the same time, Jorge being like, welcome. Well, and then like not be like, yeah, you're up there.
Yeah.
So I yeah.
Well, like, you gave me weird feedback when I first met you.
Yeah.
You came up and said you hated me.
Well, yeah, because I do. Like, what's weird about that?
When was this?
At Dunedin the first time.
See, it's hard.
I think
man.
I hated that it was a good set, and it was the first time I had seen you, and I was like, God damn it.
Well, yeah, because you were like, oh, how long have you been doing it? I'm like, I think this is my fourth time.
Yeah, I think I was like, I hate you.
I think it's just weird for me personally to go up and be like, I don't think that was funny.
Because no.
I might not have thought, but I mean, shit, somebody else did, because it just might not be my my
style.
Shit. Like, I hate when people do that. Like, oh, I don't like, you know, I hear people talk shit when it comes to Tommy a lot. you know, Tommy Gill that, oh, he shouldn't scream his punchline. Well, maybe you don't fucking like it, but that's his thing. That's like, don't tell him not to do it just because you don't enjoy it. That's kind of how I feel of, like, then there's or some critiques of, like, yeah, you're saying too much. You're doing it. Like, there's certain things that are just basics that you need to not do. But when it comes to the style of comedy somebody does,
I kind of get the thing, but then I listen to stuff. I was listening to Rich Voss's 141 IQ the other day. The first 15 minutes, he says after every line. That's Rich Voss.
He's got a speech impediment.
But that's what I'm saying. He's one of the best. And
it's always, especially in the roast world, like, you see that when it's judges, everything is blah, blah, blah. It's like, it's our way of, is like, pausing for the laugh is what I see that a lot. They use that shit even on stage when they say something, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, that's what drinking does to me is that we're like, let's say at three drinks or more, like if I do okay in my head, I'll think I had a great set. And then I'll listen to it, and I'm like, that sucked. That was so sloppy. That was so bad.
Well, alcohol does that for a lot of people with everything, man.
Yeah, no.
It gives you this confidence.
Yeah. And that was, like...
It's like the Wolf of Wall Street.
One thing I'm trying to get away from is, like, having anything in me going up and being comfortable. Because, like, that's what... I was using that as a crutch to be comfortable.
Alcohol is a crutch for sure.
And, like, especially... Like,
I'll put something in you, man.
That's the thing, too, with writing, too. Like, bringing it back to drugs, too. Like, I always wonder if... to try different drugs and write on. Like, to see what...
Like,
you know,
painter. Like,
that's one thing with cocaine. You try to write on cocaine, it's most of the time just god-awful shit.
Yeah.
It's the worst type of
ideas. It's like in all caps.
It's just the worst type of ideas and shit like that. But then sometimes...
No spaces.
It's a stereotype for a reason that, like, oh, yeah, every time you do cocaine, you want to start a business. Because you think of the stupidest shit.
Yeah.
You know, you really do.
Yeah, especially like maternal MBA.
Is the bank open? Let's go to a loan.
Do you know how much more efficient I am without
spaces? See, the maternal MBA, that was just sober. I know. Well, I'm a little high, but...
Right.
Residually.
Yeah, imagine if you were just like stunned out of your mind, how much better that would have been.
I'll be honest. Like, the way I've conducted myself since I started doing this is, like, if I don't like what someone does or, like, don't respect, like, their comedy or whatever, I just don't associate with them.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's
like, instead of going up and being like, "Hey, man, I don't like it," I'm just like, I'm not gonna like hang around with them or whatever.
I should just end this podcast now then, because I fucking hate all of you.
Oh,
no, it's a tough thing because I try not to judge the person on like their stage person outside, but it's when we're in that world when we have to be around that person for 2 hours at a time. Sometimes it's hard
I'm a serial peacemaker. Like I'll just try to hang out with everybody or do whatever, not make any waves, because like I just don't feel like dealing with it, because it takes so much more effort for me to be like fuck that guy than it is to be like they're okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. Yeah.
Especially if one time
I don't know how Zach does it, dude.
Yeah, no, Zach.
I don't know how he does
just
it.
Just being a major league asshole to me every single time.
He still does it to me.
It's not just
I love Zach just going after and be like, "Hey, man, what's going on?" He's like, "Get out of my fucking face."
You just got to give it back to him, bro. You got to give it back to him.
Yeah, but it's just so funny because he always retracts. And I'm like, "Hey, man, what's going on?" And like, it makes me just want to go and be so nice.
Yeah, yeah. Just like you double up on the niceness just to like really piss him off.
Yeah. But it's out of love, Zach.
You're hitting them with the customer service.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hey, man, you want to bang my girlfriend? Come on, dude. What's up?
It's like, I know you're mad, but hey, you're a great guy. How's it going today?
That's why it's fun to go against him in a roast battle. I got some fun shit I want to do against him.
I'm excited.
Yes.
Yeah, like, everybody has a part, has something to do with the roast next week. Except me, I got left off the lineup.
Got bumped.
Yeah.
I asked Matt. I'm like, "Did you talk to Kupo about going up?" He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Well, he set the lineups, and I didn't see him." And he's like, "Where are they?" I'm like,
"I talked to him in person. I messaged on the board, and then I sent him a private message, and he's like, "Yeah, we got you." Then David's like, "You're not in the group, dude."
Yeah, no. He asked me like 3 or 4 days ago. I'm like, "Hey, did you?" Because I told him like I want to do the next one.
Yeah.
And shit, and not just as a judge. I want to roast that shit, because it's fun judging, because you don't get shit talked about you can just talk shit back.
Right.
But I'm like, no, I need to be made fun of.
So, humbleness.
Yeah, I need to.
I don't even know what people would make fun of you for, Jorge.
Never.
This is not a video podcast. That's why you said that.
Right.
Well, anybody that's listening probably knows who you are and what you look like.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, yeah, I found out that we get so much more traffic just posting pictures instead of, like, the stupid link.
Right.
Like, so that I'm going to have to post pictures. You took pictures, I hope, right?
Right, yeah. Okay. I took some. I can take some more.
You
got to
visually stimulate people.
Yeah, exactly. Why do you think to see the Jorge.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. It's like, that's why we're not having ugliest sin people on this podcast, because, like, why would you have ugly people?
I'm the only one.
Or, like, take the... Well...
Well, everyone knows what you look like, Steven, so...
Yeah.
Well, like... You're all gangbang material, yeah, at least. Yeah, exactly. You can join a gangbang, for sure.
The background, like, wankers.
I can keep these socks on.
Yeah.
I do, bro. I keep socks on during sex.
Really?
In case you gotta run out?
I don't think I've ever done
that. And boxers.
Yeah, in case you have to run out.
In case you have to run out? Like, I'm confused. Like,
I don't... No.
Do you have to have a nice day tattoo on your butt cheek?
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah, ladies, man.
I don't know why, I just... Especially on carpet, I don't know.
Isn't that like Jerry Seinfeld's dad? Like he never takes his socks off or something like that.
Do you like just on carpet Seinfeld. The static cling and whatnot?
I don't know.
No, I feel like I get more grip.
Just like you rub them together and just like go touch your.
You wearing like hospital socks or it's like rough on the bottom so you got grip?
No, just normal socks. I just feel like I get more grip, but of course when it's wood floor,
right?
You got to keep your shoes on then.
Right.
I've done that. Like, this chick was done. She was, it was a
your squeaky floor, shoes.
And I'm like, yeah, I kept my shoes on.
Yeah, wear your maternity golf cleats. Maternity golf Jordans.
And you can't move. You're going to tear up the wood floor.
Air mom one.
Air mom one.
You got to be a good one night stand. You can't be, fuck up the house.
That's what I'm saying. That's why you leave the socks on in case you got a bolt.
No, it doesn't mean I'm cheating. It doesn't mean the girl's cheating.
You know, Jorge,
there's single women out there, too.
Speaking of that.
What? No, there's not. There's women without stuff attached to them?
My ex in high school, like, her dad gave me the, like worst almost compliment ever. He's like, you're so nice to come to the house because, like, you don't leave, like, dirty handprints on the wall. I'm like, was that a problem with, like, her ex? He was like, yeah, it would just be, like, dirt on the wall.
Just... Come so on his lunch weird. Break from ditching, fucking digging ditches and just bang my daughter and just leave.
Right. She told me this one time that she was like getting dressed and he came up and she didn't know he was there, but she heard him from like the window. It was like, that bra doesn't look right on you. And I'm like, I would kill a man.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Like,
I don't care if he's dating.
That's crazy.
That, oh man.
Just tapping on the glass.
Yeah.
Hey, go with the wintergreen. I like that one.
That's some, what was that, voyeurism?
Yeah, voyeurism.
No, if you're showing off, exhibition.
Exhibition
is when you're showing off. Voyeurism is when you're watching.
You're just being a creep.
That's what I'm saying. Isn't that what the story was? Somebody was watching? So, yeah. You're fucking right, man.
Yeah.
Take your doctorate bullshit somewhere else.
No, I hadn't thought of exhibition. You're like, so George, I was like, what's the other one?
About to be an exhibition match between you and Jorge.
I got him beat.
Dude, he's so moody.
Yeah, he is. What's that all about?
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, they locked that door?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she's, okay, so the apartment lady's gone to give a tour, so we get locked in here, but we can leave through the
escape through the back.
Danger zone.
Danger zone. Yeah, like through the gym, which will just like mock us openly.
Through the gym?
Yeah, there's a gym back there through that door, so.
You ever been there?
It's been a little bit.
It's a fitness center.
It's been a little bit, yeah.
It's all about fitness in the mouth.
I want to do testosterone, speaking of a gym.
Yeah, like I kind of...
Take some of that alpha brain or alpha male that fucking...
Yeah, I tried that. You got
some of that staghorn, baby. Get that deer antler.
Deer blood? Oh, the deer antler shit?
Yeah.
No, there's actually like testosterone pills you can take now.
Yeah, there's a deodorant or whatever you wipe on your pits, and they're like, keep away from... It's
funny as shit. My trans friend who transitioned to being a woman was making fun of like testosterone replacement therapy.
What?
They were like, why would you do this? Like, why do you like have this masculinity problem? It's like, dude, are you fucking kidding me right now?
How could you have a masculinity problem?
Yeah, like,
toxic masculinity.
Was she taking estrogen pills and shit?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was like,
Do you have no like sense of self awareness at all?
That's not the pot calling the kettle a cat.
Like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Jesus Christ.
I tried that joke once where I was just like, I have a friend who's transitioning to a straight white male. And I was like, no. It never goes over well. People are like, what? I don't get it. Like,
I don't get it. They are the worst.
It's horrible.
I want to be, hopefully, at least in my circle, the first person to be able to have sex with someone when they were a girl and then when they transitioned to a guy.
Like, dude, so like
the I want to be that after. Guy. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Wait, you want to bang the guy one?
No, like you already banged the girl.
But like just to say I banged a girl when it was a girl.
Just for the
transition. Just to fuck, yes.
Yeah.
Because that to me is like a pretty unique fucking thing.
You should only have sex out of love. What the hell is wrong?
You get a great bit out of that.
What's love? That's what I'm saying. It's great for a bit, and it's great for just stories.
Oh, what if they flip back? Then you got to do it for sure.
Then again, then it'd be different. Just add on.
You'll be you'll be the goat of sexual reassignment surgery.
I really want to try.
The goat.
Well, have you guys ever dated a girl, and then when y'all broke up, she became a lesbian?
No. Yes, no.
Well, she was already...
Well, you see...
That's a weird feeling, isn't it? Like, I think...
Well, see, I was one of the last guys that this girl had sex with before she turned to a guy, so I've... Like,
you said one of the last.
Well, who knows? Because she was pretty,
it like a group banging.
Maybe it was just no, like, it was just hey, we weren't dating or nothing like that. She was pretty,
you couldn't remember.
She was fine as hell. She was fine as hell. So she definitely had other dudes. I wasn't. I was just the guy that ate pussy.
Who was the one who nutted in you last? Was it me, Roger, Dante? Like who?
Definitely not me because I do not do that sex part.
So if you guys take anything away from this, like do drugs and fuck like Jorge.
I haven't had sex in 6 months.
Is she a good-looking guy though now?
Yeah, she's a pretty attractive guy. Yeah, she's always been able to.
That's
turn.
How it has to be, right?
She's like, always been able to turn woman, out. Even when she was a female, she's always like been yoked? Able to turn out. Nah, not. I mean, she was not yoked, but you could tell she's gonna start getting into shape. She's gonna be a yoked.
She's gonna have a fitness gram or some of that bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, then you're gonna be catching, right?
Whatever. I just want to be. Like, that shit needs to go down somehow. I feel like I could walk around.
Now's my turn to penetrate you.
Yeah, I'll walk around better than everybody if that shit happens. That's how I feel like.
It's like whenever Jorge just starts talking down to everybody, I'm like, it happened.
Yes.
It finally fucking happened.
Y'all will know because I'll bring it on stage first. It'll be a Facebook
post. Like, he's be like, John Jay, bring me up first.
Jorge will come up on stage in a bloody diaper.
I got a banger.
I'll be one of the comics. Hey, guys, come in and watch my set, everybody. Got news to drop.
I got this banger.
That's what I was going to do when I walked in a walker.
I don't think I will ever have that moment where I'll be like, everyone needs to hear this.
I was going to do that because I had a crazy night, Monday night in Dunedin when I used to drink, have sex with the most disgusting people, person I probably ever.
Hold on, was it that night that those girls thought you were me?
No. Okay. No. That is disgusting.
Oh, fuck off. No, that's how drunk they were.
All right, so the second worst night at Dunedin. it was a horrible. I'm pretty sure Zach's gonna bring it up at the Rose Battle.
I mean,
you guys
basically are twinsies.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh,
there's a compliment to David.
He's going to fold his hands.
I'm definitely the one up in this relationship. I'm the one reaching up in this relationship. Or he's going down. He's settling.
I've settled plenty of times. Yeah. Like, and that's what alcohol has done.
And that's what the story is talking
about. Exactly. Settled for this and that. And I legit, after you had sex, after you bust that nut, like Big J Ogre says, once you no more full ball sack, everything is like, oh my God, how did I just have sex with this woman without a condom?
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I did that shit. The stranger that looked like an AIDS patient sex with. So I took off the next day at work. I was so scared. I was terrified. So when I finally got tested, I was like, all right, cool, I'm clean. But if I would have caught AIDS, I was going to, at Dunedin, say it. I was going to make the announcement for everybody that caught AIDS.
It's a bit.
At Chickaboom Room. Yeah, I was just going to make an announcement.
Like, if you fuck this girl, and I know at least four of you have.
Go get tested. I think Steen almost fucked her. But
almost.
Steen was talking about, like, oh, she's a great woman. Like, he actually made me feel better about it.
Right.
Like, he actually talked to her for a long time. He's like, oh, she's actually a good woman. I'm like, maybe she doesn't have AIDS. It's
apparently,
great.
Steam can, like, gain and lose weight like he's fucking auditioning for roles.
Yeah, he's like a fighter. Like he's like Christian Bale. Yeah, yeah.
Like, next he's going to be in The Machinist, I think. Because he's getting down there, man.
Yeah.
Fucking Steam, dude.
I love that guy.
He's fucked his few female comics. One, really? One I almost had.
Oh, okay.
She went crazy.
Yeah, before she went crazy.
Oh, like they all are. Female
They're
comics,
all crazy.
Right?
We're all crazy.
Everybody's treating the microphone like a dick. I'm going to treat it like a vagina.
You can lick it, too. Whatever.
Yeah, do what you got
to
do.
As long as you don't grab it, according to some sign I saw earlier. Don't grab the pussy. Just eat it.
That's right. The Women's March.
Right.
Very appropriate place to, you know, break that sign out when there's, like, women walking around with their daughters who are, like, 5, 6 years old.
Bowling ball that shit, man.
Yeah. Just
lick them by the pussy? Is that what it is
Yeah,
now?
Lick them by the pussy.
Gross.
Well, is it like
very appropriate.
Especially in public.
It's like, I don't know what you're trying to prove.
How many?
That doesn't probably help the situation
how
at all.
How many Life Begins at Conception signs did they have? I imagine it was a lot.
Yeah. No, or probably only a few after a minute because people are like, this bitch has my sign. So I can't.
One of us is going to have to change.
One of us has to change. So they just go to their car, get their other one, flip it over. Yeah,
like,
another one.
Oh, well, I've got the standard men are
pay
pigs.
Gap or some shit. Right. After.
73%.
Right. Oh, so it's. Well, I thought that number, that's a higher number now because it just used to be rounded off at 70. So 73, that's
I think it's 73% is what they always right? said.
Yeah, woman.
Woman. Yeah, who's doing the math on that anyway?
I don't know. Probably a man.
Schubach and Patrick Welsh, that's who.
Right.
Doing the math.
Yeah.
There you go. Math or meth?
Meth's fun, man.
I just know Adderall. That's the closest
it's pretty
I've
much the same shit, man. I mean, I haven't done Adderall, but I mean, from just based on you break down the drug of Adderall and break down
like
the drug of you know an amphetamine, what? It's the same shit.
Yeah,
it's another
literally two. It's literally like two things
molecules,
that are just
two molecules
just
away
like,
or some shit
added to amphetamine and shit like that. That makes it the difference. And
what is
amphetamine is a great.
What's the one that's like Adderall but not as strong? Is it Ritalin?
Not
really.
They're
both kind of the same.
Yeah, there is one.
I've
like
done
Pax,
Ritalin. Ritalin's
Paxil
really
or some
good.
Shit like that. I think it's like Paxil or something.
No, Paxil's
like,
for like...
starts with a V.
Vistaro?
Vigoral or some
Vyvanse.
Shit.
Vyvanse?
No.
That's
it's
one.
Fuck.
Oh.
It's like fucking like pilots take that shit. Like fucking...
I don't know.
It's...
To help them stay awake?
Yeah, and just
focus
and everything. It's
Provigil.
Provigil, there it is. Yes, Provigil.
Well, Ritalin helped me a lot. I was focused like a motherfucker, but I need to take it more often.
But isn't Ritalin the opposite? It's supposed to calm you down, though, right?
It depends on your brain chemistry, basically.
Yeah, right. It helped me focus.
Because, like, so a lot of what happens, like, you're just like go, and you don't have this. Like it's what's so trippy about it is like you give somebody a stimulant of someone that's like you think they're super hyper, and it'll calm them down because it like gives them that kind of stop mechanism. You know
it's
what
like
I mean?
An overload.
Yeah.
So it shorts it.
Yeah. So it's like a negative plus a negative, or
that's
like positive plus positive. And you get
but
a
it's
or whatever.
It's not a beta blocker though, is it?
No, that's with your heart.
Beta bitch.
It stops adrenaline from getting your heart.
Beta bitch ass.
Cardio.
I know a lot of dart players that take that shit, man.
Yeah, and
they're drug abusers.
So you're activating a certain part of your brain so that you can stop.
So
there's
you can
always,
become limitless.
There's always it's performance
enhancing. Exactly, dude. Limitless is just an Adderall commercial. It's like
an hour
and a half long Adderall commercial.
Everybody is performance enhancing thing. It's what it is. Like when I did meth, I used to be able to. Well, I call it speed because it was
a little bit.
It was a little bit cleaner than meth. Yeah. The shit I was doing. Right. I used it for my bowling league. Like
help you focus.
Legit, I threw the ball faster, had more of a curve.
Right,
everything was fucking. My average jumped up like 20 pins. Like,
yeah,
all you bowling nerds out there.
Average.
I went from like a 180 something to a 207. Like,
damn, that's
good. It was fucking.
Yeah, that's what a lot of the gamers have. Because like,
nobody's testing
MLGs,
bowling.
Maybe.
Nobody's testing bowling guys.
Jorge's doping on a recreational bowling.
Yeah, it was I was bowling against 80-year-old women as well. It was like, fuck you, Sally.
Yeah. How did the and hand fan feel, though? Like, did it feel amazing?
That was, I needed it so much because I was
He'd stand over it, so
it
would go up his shirt.
It wasn't
ecstasy.
It's not ecstasy, but I would sweat so much. I used to have to bring
Fast Times.
Yeah. I used to have to bring three extra shirts of the same color because I used to sweat through it. And every game you played three games, I used to have to. All right, I sweat so bad. Oh, I gotta get. Go to the bathroom, change my
sweat while bowling.
I just, for like 3 weeks, I was able to be like, oh, I was sick.
Fat.
You just say you were sick.
And, shit. And the thing is, my dad was on the team too, so I had to keep it under wraps.
I thought you were like, boy,
you're on a tear.
Fuck yeah, I was amazing, bro. Throwing a 16 pound ball, 18 with a hook. Oh, dude. Like,
yeah,
I
do
was,
that,
bro. I was, my dream at that point, I was doing so well. I'm like, yo, I could like travel bowling and comedy, bro.
But you gotta,
like,
carry,
I could
a
beat a bowling comic. Ex gang member, ex fucking drug addict.
I know this.
Todd Stimmel could have hooked him up.
Yeah, Gutterballs would have been my home club.
Yeah,
dude. Anytime you just have a killer joke, you just like, whew, just do the arm motion. Be like,
yeah, just strike.
Oh yeah.
Check the angle.
Everybody, yeah, you'd be like, who do you
hit
think?
Hit three
you
in
are?
A row, turkey. What
the,
up, boy?
The one leg behind the other.
Quads.
No, you got to carry a 220 to Hand be a bone. Professional bowler.
Yeah, 220. Yeah. But I was on my way, bro. Just needed more speed.
Must be Thanksgiving with all these turkeys.
Did you,
Oh, it was a legit thought. I'm like, I wonder if they test, like, the ESPN shit. I wonder if I doubt who the fuck's testing bowling.
Yeah. Dude, like
they're so out of shape.
They should have a bowling lead for every drug. Like, one is like everybody like smoking weed. The other one's like everybody doing meth. Another is just like the heroin guys. Just all
they're like, hey man, I don't really want to throw this ball. What does
no the heroin addicts
me?
Are just they're gonna be the one like from Deuce Bigelow the narcoleptic chick or whatever. That bowler just falls asleep while they're bowling. Just that's all. That's the heroin team gonna.
The
be.
Weed people aren't gonna show up until 2 hours after.
Yeah.
Oh
what,
yeah.
What's all this aggression to these pins, man? What they do to you?
Right. Cocaine's waiting on the weed heads. Like, what the fuck, bro?
Yeah. They're like the cocaine people are throwing it overhand.
The goddamn done, shot put. Right. Just
like chucking it. Could done 10 frames in 2 minutes. Or if these damn machines setting so slow.
And then, and then the Molly team is just the only cyber bowling. Like the.
No, they're just
there's one lane fans. That's just black in black lights and the pins are glowing. It's just one lane for the Mollies.
Right.
For the Molly team.
For the black
shit.
Light.
Yeah, they all have their hand.
The acid
all,
team and shit, yeah. You always got to put them two together.
They're huddled around the fan like hobos around a
the
burning trash
team's
can.
The just fucking all over the seats and shit.
Sex on Molly is great, but it's so hard to come.
No, you
like,
can't.
It's impossible to come on Molly, but
that's
it sucks.
That hard,
it does feel good. Dude, yeah, it does feel great.
That's one of the ultimate cucks. You're like, this feels so good, but it can't.
Yeah, I mean, I've had that
with
my drinking
Paxil.
Problem. Yeah.
When I was like 13, my parents put me on Paxil, and like one
yeah,
time,
you can't, it's hard to
jerked off for 4 hours.
I was jerking off for like probably an hour and a half, and then like went to the bathroom, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna give this another shot.
Right.
Like another hour, and I'm like. We need to get all these fucking meds.
Like, dude, I would have sex for like 2 hours, like unwillingly. Like, no. I remember I was having sex with a girl I've been wanting to for a while, and I'm like, no, I need to come somewhere on her, in her, something.
Around.
I'm not leaving. I remember we started at like 4 a.m, dude, and I started seeing the lights for the buses in the morning, like picking up kids and shit, the flashing lights and shit. I'm like, holy fuck, it's like 6:30 in the morning.
Right.
And you could tell her just pussy's just like, she's done. Like, come on. Like,
just old catch
and I'm like, no, I need to. And it was just, it was off and it was just drinking. It was just way too much drinking.
Yeah.
And coke. But mixing those two is not. It makes you so horny, but then you just can't have sex.
You got nowhere to go with it.
Yeah.
Oh, man,
it's just,
I'm just
it's
so
the worst.
Horny.
I think that's why I developed, like, just eating pussy really good. Because that's all I was able to get out of it.
Right. Is that what pornos people do? They just do coke and. Drink and they just fuck for hours without coming.
No, because you got to be able to come on demand. So coke is the worst drug you want to be on.
You know,
porn.
A lot of the times in porn they don't even come. Like,
yeah,
they just do like a shot from behind the dick.
Oh yeah,
like they'll
for like cream pies or something.
Yeah, they'll like create. The
don't ruin my favorite
that,
genre.
That the dick is coming, but it's not coming.
It's
that's
not
because like that's usually like their third or first fourth shot of the show.
Yeah,
I mean of the
well sometimes the show. Well sometimes they do the money shot first and then they just edit it later on, right?
Right.
Edit it later on what they like Tarantino
in post.
No, like,
edit that out
like,
post.
No, like they fuck for like 15 minutes and then the guy finishes and then he just gets hard again and then they just do it for like another 45 minutes or whatever, 30 minutes, and then they just switch it.
A lot of ins, a lot of outs, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Phone's ringing, dude. Yeah, for all you Lebowski fans.
God damn it!
I know.
I remember G Unit came out with a porno of like it had the same. It would have a girl, but it would be. Every position and every cum shot, like, available. Like, for the same girl.
Right.
It would be, okay, this girl, come in her mouth, come in her face, come in her ass.
That's just good marketing.
It would have
so that
every
way you
single thing
see
for just,
whatever.
Yeah,
guy
it was
wants.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah, I like that.
Shout
that
out to G
like
Unit.
You could even do that in a day. That would be like a couple days.
Yeah, right. There's no way.
I'm gonna come back tomorrow for facial and anal.
Yeah.
Tiffany, right, Tiffany, we got you booked, right, Tiffany?
All right, okay. See Sheila at the front desk on the way out for a follow-up.
Oh, yeah. It's very professional.
Definitely. Yeah. All right, well, I think we're going to wrap it here. It was
wrap
fun
it up.
Chatting with you fuckers. All right.
Goodbye.
You guys got anything to say before you peace out?
Stay black.
I'm working on it.
Boom.